Riflemen from One Rifles carry out what they call a hard knock on a compound full of insurgents. It's a bright late March day on the Caerwent training area near Newport. They've done this countless times before over the past 6 months during their pre-deployment training, but in next to no time, these men will be doing this for real under the intense heat of an Afghan sun.
It's about becoming familiar with the kit and equipment.
Lieutenant Colonel James de la Billia is commanding officer of One Rifles. We're talking in a FOB, or forward operating base, similar to the ones his men will soon be occupying in Helmand province.
One Rifles is the Nari Saraj battle group for Herrick 14. We're going to be operating in the two principal population centres of Helmand, between Lashkar and Goreshk. And we're going to be partnering our Afghan Kandak and the Toles and working to secure the local population in that area.
Key to this mission is taking the fight to the insurgents, clearing them from areas and then holding the ground so local people can get on with their lives. Vehicles play a big role in this vital work, and a significant part of One Rifle's training has been devoted to getting drivers and crews ready to operate them. Lance Corporal Sean Woolley from Exeter is one of the instructors. He'll soon be commanding the heavily armoured Mastiff patrol vehicle. It's one of the newest to be put into service in Afghanistan.
It's an exceptional vehicle. It's definitely the vehicle that I'd like to be in because it's the most protected, I'd say. But then I'm biased because I'm an instructor and I know what it's capable of handling.
But despite this reassurance, it's obviously a worrying time for hundreds of families left behind as One Rifles go to war. Private Kat Linfield from Devon, one of 45 TA soldiers deploying with the battalion, has just got engaged. But like many I've spoken to here, she knows she's got a job to do. It's not long to go now, is it?
No,
how are you feeling?
It's just a couple of weeks away. And so, I'm feeling a bit apprehensive. It hasn't quite hit me yet, but wearing the new uniform now, it's becoming a little more, real to life, really. Everything that we've been training for over the last, 12, 13 months is all coming into place now. I do feel really confident going out there now. Volunteering for this tour was the best thing I've ever done so far. And although I'm giving up a lot of my free time to serve my country, I'm proud to do that.